The Copper Dog 150 is getting closer, and I welcome in via the phone line this morning, Jill Protzel from the Copper Dog 150. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program. You are involved with some of the things that are going on. I mean, when we talk about the Copper Dog, we typically think about Calumet, but there are other communities involved as well, Eagle River, Eagle Harbor, and Copper Harbor, where a lot goes on. You're involved with some of that, aren't you?
Yeah, we're the turnaround point for the long race. So we have a lot going on Saturday and Sunday morning.
And a lot of this, not just for the people who are in the race, but for regular folks to come and get involved with things too.
Absolutely, yeah. As the race is coming in, we have, you can watch the racers coming in and being checked and doing their vet checks. It's all right in downtown Copper Harbor. And then in the afternoon, we have some kids' activities. We have a hospitality room. And then there's live music in the evening. And then Sunday morning, you get to watch them take off again. The dogs are just as excited as they were Friday night.
They are indeed. I've been there for that. Now, Copper Harbor does tend to kind of dial back in the winter. Will there be places for people to stay, and will there be places for people to eat?
Absolutely, yep. We have three restaurants open. The Gaslight General Store is open. The Pines Resort is open. And the Mariner North and the Tamarack Inn. And there's places to stay, too.
So if you want to make a winter trip to Copper Harbor, which is always fun, there's no better time to do it than during the Copper Dog 150. Of course, the race is scheduled for February 27th and 28th and March 1st, and it's Saturday the 28th where the afternoon activities will take place in Copper Harbor. And I'm hoping that you can arrange for a little bit warmer Sunday morning this year than we had last year, Jill.
We are all hoping for that.
It was 13 below zero in Copper Harbor when we sent the racers out on the third leg last year. But we had some hardy folks who came out for that, and this year we're hoping it'll be a little bit nicer. And it's really nice to see them go off on the final leg of the race, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really worth it. It's worth the trip up here. And since they're starting a little bit later now on Sunday morning, there's time to drive up.
Let's hit on a couple of other things that we need to update folks about in regards to the Copper Dog 150. First of all, I got an email from Brian Donnelly last night, who's the volunteer coordinator, and he has some specific needs that maybe someone can help out with. They need help setting up the snow fence on Friday morning. That is the fence that lines the snow trail through downtown Calumet. They need help.
That's a big job.
Yeah, it is a big and a very important one, because we need to make sure that that area is protected, that people don't wander onto it and get in the way of those dogs as they're coming out of the chute. They need dog handlers for Eagle Harbor on Saturday morning and for Copper Harbor on Sunday morning. Dog handling's fun.
That is the best job, really.
So they need some dog handlers for Eagle Harbor and Copper Harbor. They still need some road crossings taken care of in the Mohawk area for Sunday morning. So that would be the final leg of the race, and that's, again, very important job. And then Sunday afternoon, after the race is done, they need a few folks to volunteer to help take all the snow fence down. So if you would like to volunteer for one of those positions or see what other positions are available, go to the CopperDog150.com website, and you can go to the volunteer section, and they will be you'll see everything there. But again, snow fence set up Friday morning, tear down Sunday afternoon, dog handlers in Eagle Harbor on Saturday morning and Copper Harbor on Sunday morning, and road crossing coverage in the Mohawk area Sunday morning. Those would be jobs that really do need to be filled at this point.
It really is a community event, and it takes volunteers to make this happen. And it's just so much fun.
Well, and for the folks in Eagle Harbor and Copper Harbor, it's a major effort because those areas don't have a whole lot of people in them this time of year.
Exactly.
So deeply appreciate everything that is done in Eagle Harbor and Copper Harbor to be our overnights and turnaround points between the stages of the race. also still need some vendors, food vendors for Friday night in Calumet, and want to remind you again about the doghouse races that will be going on in downtown Calumet on Saturday. If you would like to put together a doghouse and race it on the snow trail, you might be able to win a prize. I think first prize, first place is $250. That's good money, Jill.
Yeah. There's so much fun. It's just a full weekend of fun.
You could use
all surrounding doggies.
Yeah, yeah, and fun is the operative word. If you're a volunteer, it's a lot of fun. If you're not a volunteer, just come out to the various events, and you will have a good time, and you'll meet some really, really nice people. And if you've never been out to see those dogs, they are the happiest, most energetic little dogs you have ever seen in your life, aren't they?
It really is amazing. They, as soon as they come into Copper Harbor, they want to go right back out again.
Yeah, I love seeing them come into the finish line too in downtown Calumet, and they've just, you know, they've gone up Brockway Mountain, down Brockway Mountain, come back up the hill into Calumet, and they kind of come in and they sit for a few seconds and go, and then they realize they're still hooked up to the sled. And then they smile and they go, "Oh, can we go again? Can we go again? Can we go again?
Where's the next race?"
Yeah, let's go, let's go. They are just amazing. So, Jill, thank you so much for checking in with me this morning. And
you're welcome.
If folks have questions about what's going on during that Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning in Copper Harbor, is there information posted up on the Copper Dog website?
On the Copper Dog website, CopperDog150.com, and as well as CopperHarbor.org.
Ah, good. It's on the Copper Harbor website as well. So be as good a weekend as any, and better than most, to make a trip to Copper Harbor, see all the snow as we get toward the end of the winter, and enjoy some of the activities involved with the Copper Dog 150. Jill Protzel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Jill Protzel from the Copper Dog 150 here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf. Our coverage brought to you by Copper Range Abstract and Title and Abe Supply, by the Bluffs Senior Community, and by the Levesque Agency, Cypress Manor Health and Rehab, Northwood Sporting Goods, the White House Motel, where I'll be staying during my coverage of the Copper Dog 150, and the Wickley Agency in Hancock, among our sponsors, bringing you broadcast coverage of this year's Copper Dog 150.